Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 184 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here, host and creator of the show. Whatever you were doing, wherever you are at, thank you for tuning in. We continue to grow because of you, the loyal supporter, sharing it with family and friends, listening to it on your way to work, on your way back to work, working out, whatever you're doing, however you are listening, thank you for the continued support. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We welcome you to the show. We hope you enjoy. If you're a long-time listener, welcome back. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field. It is a very difficult environment. I'm speaking to the choir. You know that. But thank you for what you do. You have much support, so keep it up. You know, folks, I've had many guests on the show that talk about morning routines. I myself have a morning routine. And if you don't have some sort of routine that you do when you get up in the morning, you should really, really think about developing your own morning routine. Some routines are different. They should be custom designed, obviously, to you. There's a lot of great things you can do or different things you can do to create a good morning routine. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to figure out which one of those you want to use to tailor to your own personal life. There's a list, there's literally a list of perfect activities you can use to create a good morning routine. Try some out. Pick a few that you enjoy and create your own custom routine. Again, you don't have to use every one that you come across. But if you can, that's fantastic. Again, do your research. There's so many different things that you can do when you start your morning routine. But over the years, or over the last year, when I've started talking to guests I've had on, they all come up, they all have pretty much the same themes, maybe in different order. But first and foremost, every guest that comes on usually says they start their day in some sort of gratitude. I do the same thing. So be grateful. Being grateful is one of the easiest, most powerful things you can do. A big trend among successful people is that almost all of them mention that they take time out of their day to feel grateful for what they have. Now, some of you might be thinking, well, my life sucks. I don't have anything to be grateful for. That's a bunch of BS. The one thing, let's start very, very at the beginning. You can be grateful for waking up in the morning, right? You're grateful that you're alive. This is simple as looking around you and noticing all the great things you have in your life. And remember, folks, somebody always has it worse than you. From the blankets on your bed to family members you love, just feel grateful for these things every day when you wake up, and you will notice a change in your emotions over time. It's probably not going to happen overnight, but the more grateful you are, the more you express that gratitude, the more you're going to see the change over time. Remember to be grateful for your body, too. Being grateful for your body can have a great effect on your health and well-being. It really is amazing. If you ever heard of the rice experiment, try this. It shows how a jar of rice, believe it or not, that is told it's beautiful and loved every day for a month flourishes, while a jar of rice that it's told it's ugly and hated rots and degrades. It's incredible. Look it up, the rice experiment. Number two, exercise. This is obvious and is already a common element in the morning routine of many people, and for good reason. Research shows that exercise provides a boost in mental acuity that lasts from 4 to 10 hours. That is exactly what you need before you go out and try to crush it in the world. Also, when you exercise in the morning, this boosts your metabolism and keeps it revved up throughout the day. This obviously means that more calories are burned and a trimmer, better you emerges. The most important thing when it comes to your exercising in the morning routine is to reach that level of aerobic effort that results in chemical changes in the brain, a release of lactic acid, and positive effects. You ever notice those people that are working out in the gym? They're really not working out. They're on the phone. There's no intensity. How are they working out? They're not. Try to get a good sweat in or run at least a mile. You know, just a few push-ups or sit-ups aren't enough to leave me personally feeling like all the positive effects all day. I needed to be, you know, really, really creating a good sweat for myself. Really, the intensity for me is what matters. Visualization. This is very important. With the amount of successful people that I have spoken to over the last year, and heard interviews with, I listen to a lot of podcasts. It's crazy how many of them practice visualization in the mornings. It is upwards to 90%. It clearly works. But people are lazy. They tend to neglect anything that doesn't give them instantaneous results. So how do you go about this topic of visualization? It's simple. It's as simple as closing your eyes and imagine yourself where you want to be. Just do it. See yourselves achieving your goals and feel all the emotions associated with. That's really important. Feeling the emotions of that success, again, is the most important part. How about meditation? Again, after listening to over, you know, so many successful interviews, like with Lewis Howe and Tim Ferriss, Tony Robbins, hearing how some of the greatest people of our time start their day, over 80% of them meditate. Again, I was one of those guys just a short couple of years ago that if you would have brought up the topic of meditation to me, I would have laughed. There's no way. But folks, there is a reason why professional football teams, baseball teams, a lot of professional sports teams, the U.S. military is engaging in mindfulness, i.e. meditation. If you see someone and say, wow, they are incredible, what is their secret? Their secret is probably that they partake in daily visualization and meditation, plain and simple. If you're not where you want to be and you're not meditating daily, stop complaining. You can do it. I've talked about apps out there on my shows before, like Headspace. No, I'm not a spokesman. But Headspace is a great app that you can download to your iPhone or Android, and it's 10 minutes a day, and it really does work. You will find your mind wanders a lot when you start meditating, and that's fine. But just slowly bring it back to your breath. When you progress, you can start using meditation as a combination with visualization. Drink water. I don't drink a lot of water. I'm starting to drink more. But drinking water immediately upon waking has numerous health benefits. It is a Japanese tradition that attributes to the fact that they have more 100-year-olds than any other country in the world. Really is amazing. Goal setting. Another thing to do with your morning routine. Goal setting is simply setting your goals for what you want to accomplish in your life, but more importantly, for that day. In the grand scheme of all your massive goals, all that really matters is what you are doing right now, what you're doing today. Will Smith, I think, said it best. It's quoted from Will Smith. You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm going to build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. Will Smith says, you say, I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. You do that every single day, and guess what? Soon you will have your wall. Focus on your goals for the day and what you can do to lay your perfect brick today. So we talked about some good things to do. Here are a couple things that you don't want to do that even I am guilty of. Options for a bad morning routine. Try to avoid these at all costs. Number one, checking email. Waking up, rolling over, and going straight to your inbox is one of the worst things you can do to start your day. Tim Ferriss, Pat Flynn, numerous pro bloggers, and hundreds of other great people all say the same thing time and time again. Do not check your email before 10 a.m. Tim even goes on as far to have certain times once a day to check email because he sees it as toxic. Now, granted, Tim Ferriss is in a different stage in his life, a different place in his life than most of us. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that we can wait to check our email. Again, I am guilty of this sometimes. The email's not going anywhere. Work on your morning routine, i.e. exercise, meditation, visualization, before you check your email. Number two, hitting snooze over and over. I'm guilty of this too sometimes. When you're hitting snooze, you are starting the day with weakness and failure immediately. The first thing you are doing during the day is giving in to easy temptation. How can you expect to break the temptation of fatty foods, laziness, and skipping workouts if you start the day giving into the temptation of 10 more minutes of sleep? Positive change builds on positive change. It stacks up and momentum is built one positive choice after another. You are resetting your slate back to zero every time you hit the snooze in the morning. If you do your homework, you should know what you want to put into your morning routine. This is fantastic. However, it is still incredibly easy to stray from your morning routine once you have a late night out or get a little bit lazy. It is important to keep your morning routine daily and build up momentum. So what's it going to be? Are you going to reach out and hit that snooze button tomorrow morning? Or are you going to start taking steps toward success? I guess you'll find out soon enough, folks. With that, I hope you found this podcast, this show, beneficial. Remember, start that morning routine and start reaping the benefits. You will be on your way to a new you in successes that you so yearn in your life. Folks, if you head over to cjevolution.com, check out the website. You can check out all the episodes on there. You can even have them delivered to your email. If you head over to iTunes, there's a link on the website, and rate and review my podcast. I sure would appreciate it. We got a lot of great guests coming on in the near future, so stay tuned. Remember, be safe, everybody. Until next time, goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.